God. Let somebody give God a shout of praise.
Glory!
Hallelujah. You're welcome to church this morning. One thing remains the same. As you have come to church this morning, you are not going on the same. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's good to be in God's presence. Amen.
I've got joy, 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 joy,
sickness in the house. The favor of God is coming upon someone tonight. Hallelujah. Sing with me. Say, favor,
favor is around me like the shield. It will come on me from now until the day I see my King.
Sing us some favor. will show mercy upon whom I will show mercy upon. Hallelujah.
Your mercy. Mercy, it has washed me from my sin. It is opening doors for me until the day I see my King. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your favor. Thank you, Lord, for your power. Thank you, Lord, for your fire. Thank you, Lord, for all that you are unto us. Thank you, Lord, for the angelic assistance. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit that's abiding in our souls. Thank you, Lord, for your word that's activating life in us. Thank you, Lord, for the precious blood that cleansed us from all sin and from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord, for your promise. Oh God, it's establishing us in our going out and in our coming in. Thank you, Lord, for your throne. For from your throne, O God, justice and judgment is enacted for our favor. We give you praise. We thank you, Lord, that you're here with us, that this day that you've made for us to rejoice and be glad in is a day that we certainly will rejoice and be glad in. We shout for joy because we know that you are the God who takes good pleasure in our prosperity. We embrace your loving kindness and your tender mercies. And we say, Father, have thine own way. Thank you, Lord. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, and I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will, while I am waiting, yielded and still. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, Lord, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will, while I am waiting. There's no other place to go but to you. You are our great physician. Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals us. You send your word and you heal your people and deliver them from all of their destruction. There is not a sickness, not a disease that can stand the authority of your name. At your name, cancer, diabetes, sickle cell anemia, high blood pressure, tumors, skin diseases, blindness, whatever it is, bows to the authority of your name. So now, Father, we speak the name of Jesus, and diabetes bows. We speak the name of Jesus, and anemia bows. We speak the name of Jesus, and poverty bows. We speak the name of Jesus, and your glory is revealed. We speak the name of Jesus. 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 There is no name like Jesus. Jesus. sing it again, Jesus. Is Yahweh, Yahweh Nissi, Yahweh Shalom, Yahweh Sikkeno, Yahweh Makedash, Yahweh Rophe, Yahweh Rapha, Yahweh Shalom. Whatever their needs are today, Father, as your representative, I take those needs off of them and I cast it onto you, Lord Jesus. Every care, every worry, every area of concern, by the authority of your word, I gather it all and I cast it at your feet. May your people stand, walk, leap, praising you, free from the limitations that have kept them in bondage. And all of your people together in agreement said, I am free. In the name of Jesus, I am free. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's celebrate the goodness of the Lord. Amen, 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 amen. It's good to see you here in the house of the Lord this day that the Lord God Almighty has made for you and I to rejoice and be glad. Amen. At this time, I'm going to call on Mama to come. Worship team, thank you so very much for leading us in worship. God bless.
Praise God. Well, good day, everyone. It's time to pray. Rest of you sitting, you can stand, and if you have a pain, you can sit, but the rest of you can stand and stretch. This is going to be your last standing before the service. Praise the Lord. Stretch your hands and pray for all our children. Whether you have children or not, you pray for the people of God. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for another beautiful day. Thank you, God, for giving us life. Thank you for all our biological children. We bless them and their families, their spouses, their children, and their children's children. And we bless all our spiritual children, partners, extended families, and those who love this ministry, and those hearing the sound of my voice, and those standing in this altar. We bless everyone in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, be magnified and glorified. We thank you, God, that your hand is upon our lives. And we serve the Lord with gladness. Thank you for joy overflow. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your fire. Thank you for your glory. Thank you, God, for your peace. Thank you, God, for your fire that will burn within our bones. To a zeal of the house of the Lord has consumed us, that we will praise you and magnify your name and represent you in the mighty name of Jesus, in our church, in our homes, in our workplaces, in the marketplace, wherever we find ourselves, in our businesses. May the name of the Lord be glorified. You who have all-seeing eyes that sees everything, may we be aware of it, that you watch over us all the time, and there is nothing that is done that you do not see. May our lives be a true testimony of who you are and glorify your name. May we be authentic children of the Most High God. If those that have sinned, remove every sin. And those who have not sinned, cause them to be strong in the Lord. That every hour of temptation they will overcome in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, bless our children as they are in school. Bless everyone from age 120 plus to zero form, those in seed form, those walking the earth, every decade of life, those in the womb, they are all your children. We lift them before you, meet their need. And those that are sick, we declare you, be healed, be restored, be made whole from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Every part of you responding to the word of God has been declared over you. The word has been sent. Let that word go to work now and come back with a testimony that God has done it again. We thank you for an excellent week, excellent month, and excellent year. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. All right, bless you, children. See you later. Be quiet as you go out. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you that you are present, Spirit of the living God, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. We welcome you, we receive you, have your way in this service, in this house. Have your way in our homes, in our streets, in our churches, in our nation, and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, the scripture reading today, I'm not sure how many of you have read it, but I'm sure if you've been a Christian for more than 1 year, you should have gone to, let me just say, 5 years, to give grace to everyone, include everyone, so. You must have read the scripture before. But it's not something that we all read. We like to read the ones that say, God, give me, give me, give me. But I want to tell you, we serve a living God. Hallelujah. So this one we're going to read from Ezekiel chapter 10. Before you put it up, don't put it up here. Who knows what Ezekiel 10 is all about? Not pastors, but who can tell me? That's exactly what I mean. So praise the Lord. All right, let's read Ezekiel 10. So let's read. Praise the Lord. Sister Loretta mentioned something. So praise the Lord. All right, Ezekiel 10. Then, everybody read. After a while, I've told you I'm not going to be reading for you. And even on Sunday mornings, like we normally bring children every Sunday, we pray for them. So we've taught you now that you need to do that at home. Parents, do that with your children. And maybe me and Apostle will be talking. So maybe once in a while, we will have a family day where we pray for families for different things. So we'll not be calling you up every Sunday.
That's so right on, because the Lord was speaking to me about that. Starting in January, the first Sunday of the month is going to be for family. That's when we're going to be praying the prayer of impartation and all of that. It's not going to be every time, every first Sunday. Amen? Just like we have every last Sunday is for what? Missions. Every first Sunday is going to be for family.
Amen. Praise the Lord. When is that starting again? So you got 2 whole months to prepare yourself. Praise the Lord. All right. Your praise the Lord is weak. You like to be touched all the time. It doesn't go by that. We just do it so to train, and now you have overtrained. Praise the Lord. Shout hallelujah. All right, back to Ezekiel 10, let's read. Then, everybody read. Then I looked, and behold, in the firmament that was above the head of the cherubims, there appeared over them as it were a sapphire stone, as the appearance of the likeness of a throne. And he spake unto the man clothed with linen, and said, go in between the wheels, even under the cherub, and I'll fill thine hand with coals of fire from between the cherubims and scatter them over the city. And he went in my sight. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout fire. God is God of fire. You know what cherubims are already. They're angels, special angels. You know, so angels also have ranking. They have different things they do. So they are all called ministering spirits assigned to us. They worship God, but they are also assigned to us. So this is a description of what is happening with some special ones. Praise the Lord. How many of you want the fire, God? You prayed the fire just now. So how would you like, if fresh fire is in your hand and it doesn't fry you up, you know you are truly in the presence of God. Let me ask you a question. Who made fire? Who made fire? God. God is a consuming fire. He is fire. So does fire burn fire? They are like terms. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, does fire burn fire? They are like terms. So if you are fire, fire can never burn you. May you be fire today in the name of Jesus. Now the cherubim stood on the right side of the house. When the man went in and the cloud filled the inner court. Verse 4, this is happening in a house. It's happening in the temple. Verse 4, then the glory made happen in this house. Then the glory of the Lord went up from the cherub and stood over the threshold of the house. And the house was filled with the cloud. And the court was full of the brightness of the Lord's glory. Hallelujah. And the sound of the cherubims' wings, when they are plural, they are called cherubims. When it's one, it's cherub. And the sound of the cherubims' wings was heard even to the outer court as the voice of the Almighty God when he speaks. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes we always say it's so noisy. That's just cherubims' noise. They move and then you hear the sound in another part of the house of the Lord. But there are many angels here just in this morning, because there are angels assigned to each church. They are here. Just because you don't see them, they are very present. May your angels not be dormant. May you send them messages. And may you be careful. The Bible says be careful of the angel of the Lord so he doesn't kill you on the way. So always remain in the right atmosphere. Say amen. Verse 6, and it came to pass that when he had commanded the man clothed with linen, saying, take fire from between the wheels, from between the cherubims, then he went in and stood beside the wheels. And one cherub stretched forth his hand from between the cherubims unto the fire that was between the cherubims, and took thereof and put it into the hands of him that was clothed with linen, who took it and went out. Somebody stretch your hands out and say, Lord, put fire in my hands. Say amen. And there appeared in the cherubims the form of a man's hand under their wings. And when I looked, behold, the four wheels by the cherubims, one wheel by one cherub, and another wheel by another cherub, and the appearance of the wheels was as the color of a beryl stone. And as for their appearances, the four had one likeness, as if a wheel had been in the midst of a wheel. When they went upon their four sides. They turned not as they went, but to the place whither the head looked, they followed. They followed it. They turned not as they went. So there is order. You can't do whatever you like. Wherever direction that God says move, that's where you go. And all of them in sequence, they go straight. May the glory of God fill this house. 12. And their whole body, and their backs, and their hands, and their wings, and the wheels were full of eyes round about, even the wheels that they four had. Somebody shout hallelujah. So when we say the all-seeing eyes of God, these are creatures that God made. He made them full of eyes, the whole body, head to toe, wings all included, eyes. So your angels can see things you do not see, and they'll be able to fight for you. Say amen. Say amen. But above all, ask God to give you your own eyes. If he can give to the angels, he can give you. Say amen. Remove blindness from our eyes, O Lord. 13. And as for the wheels, it was cried unto them in my hearing, O wheel. Wheels are crying, O wheel. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I got to do Sila moment. There's so much flowing, but I enjoy these things for myself. So I just say, let me share. I'll keep some parts to myself. Praise the Lord. And everyone had four faces. The first face was the face of a cherub, and the second face was the face of a man, and the third, the face of a lion, and the fourth, the face of an eagle. Now, who can tell me, without putting up no media people, where is this scripture first mentioned? Hello? Huh? Ark of the Covenant? The four faces? Ezekiel 1. Praise the Lord. You gotta read your Bible at home. Somebody said, I'll read my Bible. There used to be a song we used to teach in Sunday school. I think when then Sister Loretta and others were teaching Bibles at children's Sunday school. You know, she was one of the first teachers of Sunday school in this church. Praise the Lord. Oh, my goodness. You've been with us 40 years. Where did the time? 40 plus? Yes. Praise the Lord. But in being at glory and peace, so praise the Lord. Read your Bible. Do what? Pray every day. And you will do what? Grow. Grow, grow. It's not physical growth, your spiritual growth and every other thing. Say amen. So when you get home, read. Verse 15. And the cherubims, yeah, of course, it's in the Ark of the Covenant, but I'm talking about where it described the four faces. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And the cherubims were lifted up. This is a living creature that I saw by the river of Sheba. Chapter 1 tells you about it too. So don't go there while we're reading. Stay together. Verse 16. And when the cherubims went, the wheels went with them. And when the cherubims lifted up their wings to mount up from the earth, the same wheels also turned not from beside them. So this is happening in the earth. but they move to the heavens and they move to the earth. May angels ascend and descend, and may these cherubims begin to move in our midst in the name of Jesus. When they stood, these stood. And when they were lifted up, these lifted up themselves also. For the spirit of the living creature was in them. Shout hallelujah. Then the glory of the Lord departed from off the threshold of the house and stood over the cherubims. And the cherubims lifted up their wings and mounted up from the earth in my sight. When they went out, the wheels also were beside them, and everyone stood at the door of the east gate of the Lord's house. And the glory of the God of Israel was over them above. Shout hallelujah! May the hovering glory of God hover around us and upon us. Hover in this house. Hover in our homes. In the mighty name of Jesus. This is Ezekiel having an encounter with God. A prince taking, these are slaves taking. They've been in captivity already 10 years. Some people will give up already, but he was pushing forward towards God. May you push forward towards God. He did not allow the pain around him to stop him. He began to have an encounter. And he had it before and he's having it again. The same creatures he saw, the same spirit of God he saw was manifesting again before him. Somebody shout hallelujah. So this is not by flukes. It happened again and again. May it happen. Somebody say, may it happen to me. I don't know if you can stand it if an angel shows up in that form. Some of you are going to end up in emergency center or pass out. May God prepare us to receive an angelic host, that our hearts will not be troubled and we will not faint, but we will be strong so they can do and show us what we need to see. Say amen. Faith comes by what? Hearing. Hearing by what? The word of God. As you hear this, that's how it starts. And you begin to believe it, that's how it's going to happen. 20, this is the living creature that I saw under the God of Israel by the river of Sheba. And I knew that they were the cherubim. Somebody shout hallelujah. Everyone had four faces apiece, and everyone four wings. And the likeness of the hands of a man was under their wings. And the likeness of their faces was the same faces which I saw by the river of Sheba. Their appearances and themselves, they went everyone straight forward. May you go forward and never backward. In the mighty name of Jesus. Rise with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We serve a living God. We serve a powerful God. We serve a wonderful God. We serve the King of Glory. Mighty God, who is like unto you, O God? There is nothing to compare with you. There is nothing to say this is like God. You are the Most High God. But you chose to make man like you. Oh, Father, we give you praise. We are made in your image and likeness. And there is nothing like you except you made man. You made me in your image and likeness. Can somebody say that? You made me in your image and likeness. I don't know if you know what you're saying. Father, we give you praise. Awesome God. Hallelujah. Truly, eyes have not seen, neither ears have. These are some of the things we hear, and we stand in awe of you. And we say, my God, my God. We just have two eyeballs, and here these are creatures you have made from every part of them, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, including their wings, angelic creatures, cherubims full of eyes, even the wheels full of eyes, so they cannot miss their direction. They move with speed. Father, we give you praise. When we say speedify, do we know what we are talking about? Father, speedify our lives. Let your wind blow upon us again. Let your fire touch our hands. Let your coals of fire cleanse our lips. Cleanse our mouth. Hallelujah. When the scriptures say hallelujah, holy, holy is the Lord. Your word says the doorposts move. May things begin to move. Move forward as we say holy is the Lord. Holy, holy are you, O God. Lord God Almighty, the whole earth is full of your glory. May your Shekinah glory show up in our lives. Show up in this ministry. Show up in this church. The glory of God fill the house. It begins to move in different courts. It begins to move in different gates. Father, move in every gate. Every gate of our lives. Move in our eye gates. Move in our ear gates. Move in our nose gates. Move in our mouth gates. Move in our heart gates. Move in every gate, not south of us. Move upon our lives, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Touch our lives, O God. Sanctify us. Burn every sin and iniquity from our lives. Let your coals of fire burn them up. Burn every shame. Burn every sickness. Burn them off in the mighty name of Jesus. Burn away every weakness. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Burn every junk from all our organs, all our eternal and external organs. Burn it from our spirit, soul, and our body, that we know we serve a living God. When we say, hallowed be your name. Can somebody say, hallowed be your name? Father, we bless you. We bless your name. May every one of us have an encounter with you. Put a fresh hunger and a fresh thirst after you, God. The world is choking the seeds, choking the scorn. The sun is burning the seed sown. Father, create us and make us fertile ground. That your word will grow in us. We bring forth fruit 30, 60, 100 fold. In the name of Jesus, may we not become shallow children of God. May we be deep. As your word is deep, your word is wide, your word is high, your word surrounds. Your word makes whole. Touch our lives this morning, this service. Pray now for the peace of Jerusalem. Peace within her walls and her palaces. Peace and prosperity to Israel, to Jerusalem. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch your people, Lord. Deliver them from the works of darkness. Draw them back to you. Covenant children of God. Come back to the Father. Come back to the Father. Come back to Yahweh. Come back to Yahweh. Come back to Yahweh. Come back to him and serve the living God and dance before him and pray to him, for his house is a house of prayer, not the house of merchandise, not the house of doing whatever we like. Father, draw your people back to you. Remember your everlasting covenants you've made with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For your word say, all Israel shall be saved, and out of Abraham shall all nations be blessed. Father, remember your covenant. Bless Israel. Bless Canada. Bless United States of America. Bless Nigeria. Bless Portugal. Bless, O God, Trinidad. Bless Jamaica. Touch your people, Lord. Comfort your people. Strengthen your people. Draw the people of the islands of the sea back to you, Lord. Draw all nations back to you. Where someone is calling the name of the Lord, remember them today. Hear their cry and answer them speedily. We thank you, God, for angelic assistance. Ministering spirits assigned to us, go to work now. You have caused us to become flame of fires. Father, go to work in our lives. Be in the service this morning. Let everyone who came with a burden, let their burden fall off them. Like a garment, like a dirty garment they have to get rid of. In the mighty name of Jesus, fresh garment, linen clothes, beautiful linen clothes. The one that wore the linen clothes, the one that is pure before you, the fire stays in their hand. Purify our hearts, purify our lives. Let us be authentic children of the Most High God. Be with your servant as he brings forth the word this morning. Bless Apostle, bless the congregation, all the pastors, ministers, the leadership team, and everyone, those at home, those are here. Every one of us, remember everyone in the mighty name of Jesus. Be magnified. Bless our tithes and our offering, and bless the work of your hands. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless you. You may be seated.